Hirehi, estuhre makehi, wa maku kagros, mi machina kehi. Oa genoma gage, ma du heros. Hereki, hirehi. Narogi, nu a da eroni he. Devoto hain, dahu nikinage. O wa korar. Askareki. Mi hirewanagnakehi. Ei maata kruk, maata hiva kahna ketohan, vahuraa te unt. Ei unta mituuni, ei unta miina tohraa te. O miina tohraa hei, pta maan nupapirika kohi. My grandfather was a full-blood Mandan tribe. And my grandmother, who died in earlier years that I didn't know, that she was a Hiratsa lady. At that time, they called them Grobons in that time. Then later in years, they're called, become Hiratsa. She only spoke that language alone. My grandfather spoke the Mandan language. Of course, along through later in years, he was able to speak both languages. And so when that left just me and my grandfather and my dad left, at the home place while the older sister and brother left for school, in the boarding school. So my first language was the Mandan language. Everything at home was all the Mandan language, or known as the Nu Eta language. The translation of it is Nu Eta. I will say one of us, but then they translate it into English, saying, we the people. Mandan language was my first language up until 1936 when I started school down along the river bottom near the little church was the district school, and that's where the federal government leased that church for a teacher to move in and teach all first grade up into the eighth grade. My grandfather didn't want me to go. He wanted me next to him at all times. After he left, after he passed on, then they built a new school to the west from where we were. And when the school was completed in 1940, it was called the Charging Eagle School. There was one of our elders named that school called Charging Eagle School up the Missouri River there. I grew up right along the Missouri River where the Big Missouri and the Little Missouri come to meet one another there. And I grew up right within about a mile away from where they call it the mouth of the Missouri River. And that's where I grew up, and that's where my home was. My grandfather left that home for me to be in, and that's where I grew up until the Garrison Dam came. I can't hardly describe it anymore because it'd be hard for people to believe what I'm saying is true or not, because the river bottom was there, the old Missouri muddy water was flowing away, then we had different types of trees that grew. Your red willow was the first trees coming from the river up until close to the banks where the big cottonwood trees would start. Then we had the diamond willows in there, and then we had the big cottonwood trees. Boy, there were some large cottonwood trees and very tall, and we lived along there, which would made that a lot of windbreak and comfortably live in there. Yeah, and so it was very a pretty place to live in. Of course, we had all the wood we could find to burn, you know, in that time. We never had to buy, like today, there's fuel oil and there's electricity, heat, electric lights. There was no such a thing in that time, in those days. Then in the hills there, we used Badland coal that we dug, uncovered, you know, during the summer. And then we got by with that. But everything had to be done with team and horses, you know. We never knew nothing about automobiles. Of course, Dad owned a little Model A, which only ran half the time. And at times, he couldn't run it because he didn't have any money for gasoline either, you know. Yeah. But gas was only, I remember at that time, I think gas was only 12 cents a gallon or 14 cents a gallon or something like that. And yet, Dad couldn't afford to buy gas at that price yet, you know, in those days. Because there were no jobs at all. Everything that we did, we had to depend on the garden, what we raised in the garden, and such. And you know, they had a few cattle. And in this country, it was really a hard struggle, but never noticed it because we just came into this world kind of that way, and that's the way we've seen it day in and day out, and it really didn't bother me to say, this is a hard life, you know. It was, any time I had my health, I guess that was the main thing, you know, and that's the way we continued living, you know.